You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios on the West Coast, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars, Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez, and of course, Zach Attack Young. So we're talking lots of sports tonight. We'll talk about North Carolina and Villanova making it to the, who's going to win that game? Big game going down Monday for all the marbles, baby, North Carolina and Villanova in the finals. Of course, Mike Tyson in the news. Not good news for Manny Pacquiao. Let's put it that way. Hey, guess what? Manny, speaking of Manny's, how about Manny Ramirez? What's he doing nowadays at the age of 41? We'll talk about that. D'Angelo Russell violated the bro code. You know he did, man, when he ratted this guy out as far as, you know, playing his tapes. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, when you think about this, that violates everything in manhood. Come on, playing some guy's sexual exploits and putting it on the internet? That's the worst of the worst. He should be shunned. He should be stoned. And I don't mean stoned by weed. He should be stoned by rock. We have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The NFL's in the house. The NBA's in the house. UFC's happening as well. Boxing. But D'Angelo Russell, what a turn. You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply.
Far side. Not available in Missouri, Washington. Inside. Hook shot. Yes.
How about that look? Nice find on the cut two.
Got healed to commit. Missed the open three. Hart, though, so active in so many ways. Dribbles once and then puts it up and in.
And, Coach, what a great defensive execution for Oklahoma, but you got to secure the defensive rebound and not give up an easy basket.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yeah.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. You're tuning to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Toklin is All-Stars. Let me go through the NCAA Final Four. Of course, he scores. University of North Carolina, the top-ranked Tar Heels. 83-66 winners over Syracuse. And, God, Villanova, 95-51 over Oklahoma. That's 44 points. That's right, 44 points. And it was like a one-point favorite either way. So straight up, it was like a pick-em game, and it went 44 points straight up. If you bet on Villanova, you are feeling good early. Now, let me bring on my all-stars first up. Zach Attack, Young, how's life treating you, sir?
It's going quite well, Johnny Taco. How are you doing?
Excellent, man. Let's switch things. Cadwallader, sir, are you feeling okay tonight?
I'm doing better than both of you, but that's okay.
Okay, so bring me up to date on the Final Four here, Cadwallader.
Yeah, so like you said, Villanova absolutely manhandled Oklahoma, as I so accurately and astutely predicted last week. And then North Carolina fought off a few different Syracuse runs, and they were able to hang on. So, you know, that matchup was a matchup of kind of two schools that have legacies kind of set up. Syracuse steeped in history, North Carolina steeped in history. So Roy Williams is going to try to win another national championship with North Carolina. It should be a damn good game.
I think it'll be a great game, but I'm still going to go with the Tar Heels. I think that the University of North Carolina, I think, is the best basketball team, and they have been the best basketball team all year in college basketball. So I'm sort of going with the champ until he gets beat, I think, and I think they are the uncrowned champs. Now, I could be totally wrong, as I was in the Super Bowl and things like that, but that's on rare occasion. Zach Attack Young, how do you see this game going?
I actually think North Carolina is going to win that game. I mean, Villanova played really well today, and they beat Oklahoma, but I think at the end of the day, North Carolina is just a little bit better team and better coached, I would say.
Switching gears, guys, D'Angelo Russell violated the bro contract when he taped his buddy talking about his out-of-relationship sexual exploits. I mean, that just wasn't cool. He should be shunned forever. What do you think about that, Dominic?
Well, I mean, he already is starting to get shunned. The memes are flying left and right that, D'Angelo Russell is the one kid that can't get a table at lunch. He's got to sit with the janitor. He's the class snitch. It's all kinds of bad for D'Angelo Russell. And the bad thing, and aside from him kind of being an outcast in the Lakers locker room now, is that if he moves on at some point in his career, obviously he's only a rookie, so he's going to be with the Lakers for a little bit. But should he ever go on, every guy in whatever team's locker room is going to look at him with some hesitancy before they say anything remotely personal. Because he's not going to be able to shake this off. No way.
You're treating this too lightly, man. And we're not talking about, people just won't talk about it around them. I'm telling you, there will be silent locker rooms, I think, for the rest of this guy's career as far as anything intimate being said. Because I sure wouldn't say anything if I had a guy snitching me off. Now, Zach, the LA Lakers, of course, Kobe's going to sit out the last 10 games of the season now. Says he's injured and things like that. You know, I was listening to my buddy Fred Dwyer, former L.A. Ram, of course, the All-Pro and the man that was in Hunter for 9 years, at Hunter being that TV series with the cop and that fine chick on NBC, I believe. Anyway, you know, he was extremely critical of Jim Buss and saying that Jim Buss doesn't know what he's doing and that at the Jerry Buss's daughter's got more on the ball than him. He says that Jim Buss should go off and play Frisbee somewhere. But looking at their Lakers now, do we need to blame the Lakers on Buss or need to blame the Lakers on Byron Scott?
You know, I think you would blame Jim Buss more because he hired Byron Scott. So, they hired Byron Scott as kind of like someone to guide Kobe through his last season, basically, his last two seasons. And, I mean, Byron Scott has not done the best job. This is going to be the worst Lakers season ever. They just had the worst loss of Kobe's career the other night. So, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, Jim Buss was already supposed to be out the door a few times. So, I mean, I think it would be best for the Lakers if he did move on at this point.
First time I ever saw a Viagra pill in my life, a guy that used to be a guy with the last name of Buss was handing them out at a party at the L.A. Forum. It was hysterical. I didn't know what they were. Thought they were like Chiclets or something like that. But the guy told me, no, those are Viagra. Back in the early 90s, before anybody could get Viagra, that's the rich guys. Anyway, let's look back at the sports world now. Tiger Woods is off. He's not going to play in the Masters this year. He's sort of done. Dominic, you ready to write him off yet?
Don? Okay, I think we lost our guys there on Skype. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America. We're live from the West Coast, of course, San Francisco, California. Open phone lines coast to coast all around the world. In fact, I'll give you an international number as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. As far as the international line is concerned, talk about 00-800-878-PLAY. That's 00-878-7529. Now, I was talking about D'Angelo Russell and, of course, him ratting off his buddy.
Yes.
That's just not cool. Now, let's go back to the Dominic. Dominic, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
When we look at the Lakers, the picture of the Lakers right now, let's go back to Lakers just for a second, okay? They were a dominant franchise for so long. I mean, the Magic years, the Wilt Chamberlain years, the Jerry West years. I mean, the legacy, the basketball at the Forum and now the Staples Center has been legendary. But for the last 3 years, they've just sucked. And you know what? I don't care what they do in the draft. I was listening to Dreyer the other day. No matter what they do in the draft, they're not going to vastly improve next year. But they will have a lot of money so they can go out and get a free agent. And if they get a decent free agent, maybe they can field a credible team. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much right. It's a long road for the Lakers. They don't have the guys that, you know, can help them win now, which is what the Lakers have almost always been successful at, is winning in the given moment, winning right now. And I heard you guys talking Byron Scott. I don't blame Byron Scott too much for this season. The person I want to put blame on is, in addition to Jerry Buss, also Mitch Kupchak, the GM, for fielding such a terrible team. Mitch Kupchak, the problem was, I understand Kobe is a Laker. You want him to retire a Laker. But at some point, they had to make the decision that was right for the organization financially to say, hey, you know what? We love Kobe. He's our guy. He's a Laker for life. But do we really want to be paying him $30 million? I think it might be time to let him go. They made the mistake there. So Byron Scott, while he hasn't done a very good job, is incredibly handcuffed with the roster Mitch Kupchak has put together for the Lakers. And yeah, they might be able to draft. They're going to draft another high pick. They might get the number one pick and get Ben Simmons or somebody like that. But there's still a few years. And now with the setback with D'Angelo Russell, obviously that's going to affect on-court chemistry. It's going to be a bit for the Lakers here.
Yeah, one guy sort of compared the D'Angelo Russell thing to Moises Alou dipping his hands in urine. Nobody wanted to shake his hand afterwards. Nobody's going to want to talk around D'Angelo, no doubt about it. I mean, I think he's ruined himself for life, and I think he'll always be known as a stitch. I think that Dominic's right on that. Now, Manny Ramirez, remember him? He's hit over 500 home runs. I mean, he's third in the world as far as Grand Slam records concerned. I mean, he was an iconic hitter. I mean, 12 times an all-star. I mean, incredible athlete. Of course, getting busted for steroids the first time, got suspended for 50 games. In 2011, he was busted again for steroids. And, of course, he was popped, and he said, I'm not going to serve out the suspension. He retired instead. Now he's signed with a minor league AAA ball club of the Chicago Cubs, and he's going to be coaching and player coach. Comment on that one, Dominic. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not too surprising. He's done some player coach work with the Cubs minor league system before. I think Manny Ramirez, as long as he's not spreading his contact for whatever roids he was using, as long as he's not doing anything like that, which I highly doubt he is. Manny Ramirez is one of those guys that enjoys the game of baseball, played so much. He was successful. He won championships. He's the kind of guy that you want kind of mentoring these young players, because the Cubs have one of the best farm systems in baseball. Obviously, it's a little depleted now since so many of them are on the big league roster. But Manny Ramirez is a great guy to have. He loosens up clubhouses. He's a turd in terms of the steroids and everything, but in terms of personality, he's a guy that loves baseball. He's a guy that's very knowledgeable. He's seen it all. I think he's good for that minor league team.
Mike Tyson getting off on Manny Pacquiao this week. We'll bring that up a little bit later in the show. Of course, Mike Tyson, always a vocal one. And, of course, when it comes to civil rights, Mike's even more vocal. Mike got down on Manny Pacquiao. And Manny Pacquiao explains to us how he's not been banned from a shopping center in Southern California. So that'll be an hour number two. We'll talk boxing in about 53-54 minutes past the hour. Next up will be Charles Day. That's right. Plays by J.com. That's J-A-Y.com. Plays by J-A-Y.com. The great Charles Day will be in the house. Open phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Wow, all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. The UFC, of course, we're still going with that. The UFC rocking and rolling. John Jones got out of jail a couple days ago. John Jones, what can I say? Just can't stay out of trouble, man. Just can't do it. It's not in his blood. I mean, the last 3 years, he's been hit and run and drunk driving, I think, in New York City and New York State. Of course, what can I say? John Jones got serious problems. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Johnny Talking to his All-Stars, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Does have some of that rotation. Now you may get the bounce.
Romance. You know you're a shooter when you get a touch like that.
You'll see him block some shots. They're looking for the lob. Yeah, and then that's light.
Oh, and he tapped it right in.
They got a piece of light, I think, don't you?
Yes. Followed up by Johnson.
Nice. Look at this. Nice extra pass.
Gets it up.
And
count the basket for Meeks.
Jackson, nice
only
pass.
Carolina underneath.
I don't know about that.
Basket counts for Benajay.
Booney.
Two Tar Heels on him, and they reject it. Up ahead to Page. His second basket of the night.
Well, this is critical. I think we can get a timeout.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Hour number one to two. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I am the Taco Man. Of course, on the line from Southern Florida is the one, the only, plays by J.com man. Talk about Charles Day. Now, Charles, I got the first question for you. Should we be more impressed with the 44-point win, or should we be more impressed with the win by the North Carolina Tar Heels? Which, Villanova or North Carolina, which one should we be more impressed with?
I would say offhand that the more impressive win was probably Villanova's, and only because this is the third time North Carolina beat Syracuse this season. But this was the by far the most impressive win for North Carolina, which had tough games with Syracuse, at least coming down to the final minutes in the first two times that they played each other. And, of course, we knew that Syracuse was a team that, I guess to use a cliche, had gelled at this time of the year. So we expected them to be tougher in there. But Villanova, they took a team that shoots 42% and change from three-point range and limited them to 22%, 32% overall. What Villanova has demonstrated is that they can win even with, they shot 71% today, I think, which is the second highest percentage ever for a team in the NCAA tournament, or in the Final Four anyway. But they've demonstrated that even when they don't shoot well, they can find a way to win, which happened in the game against Kansas when they were only 40%, controlled the tempo, and beat the number one overall seed in the tournament. So even though North Carolina comes in as a 2.5-point favorite, early favorite in that championship game on Monday. Don't sell Villanova short. They're getting a lot of respect out there.
But can they beat the size of North Carolina? Zach Young, take it away.
Okay, yeah, I had a question for Charles Day. I know we're in college basketball, but I was actually kind of curious to get his take on the D'Angelo Russell situation and if he thought that that was like a violation of the bro code and all that type of stuff.
Okay, let me tell you what happened here. D'Angelo Russell taped one of his teammates and Nick Young, and he taped Nick Young, who's supposedly Nick Young is sleeping with some pop star named Iggy Azalea or something like that. I don't even know who she is. Anyway, the bottom line is Nick Young got tape saying, "I'm banging this, I'm banging that," and Izzy don't know it. And of course, and then this guy, D'Angelo Russell, 20 years old, the rookie of the LA Lakers, supposedly the future of the franchise, put it up on the internet, and that's caused quite a stir. So that's what we're talking about, him being shunned by the NBA players. Your take on that, Charles?
Well, yeah, Nick Young is engaged, I believe, to Izzy Azalea.
Not anymore.
And D'Angelo Russell, as the number two draft pick, is one of those guys that you would consider to be one of the future leaders of the franchise. And this is part of what's causing the furor, or has caused the furor, in the locker room. Yeah, is it a violation? Of course it is. I mean, it's really one of the more egregious violations one can imagine, because this is supposed to be your point guard of the future, your on-court leader, the guy that's supposed to, the direct things on the court. And it is a serious morale situation. I mean, I guess fortunately with the Lakers, there's probably going to be so much personnel turnover in the future. Nobody will be left around him in the next couple of years. But I would say that this is, it's a bizarre incident. It's what you get when you got kids coming out of school, after 1 year of college. And, really, what are you looking at? You're looking at 18, 19-year-old. What do you expect? Complete maturity out of them? You hand them a bunch of money, here they are.
Sure.
They figure they can do whatever the hell they want. And this is, I think this is, it's obviously a byproduct of some of that. Of course, we haven't seen that from everybody in that situation, as we're seeing it out of Russell right now. But I think that, this hasn't just – look, how about the situation with the Knicks, with their coach, their former coach, a former Laker, Derek Fisher, who was sleeping with Matt Barnes' ex-wife and possibly the girlfriends or wives of other players, and he got fired. Well, they say not because of that, but he, quote-unquote, lost the locker room because of things like that. So, and you know, Russell is himself losing the locker room.
Take it away, Dom.
All right, Charles, back to the NCAA tournament. We hear a lot about the sight lines when these games are played in these big football stadiums. Villanova clearly didn't have much of an issue with it. North Carolina struggled until they dispelled that last Syracuse run. Is this something that is going to be a storyline in the national championship, given Villanova's success from outside and North Carolina's struggles until late?
It is. Remember, you know, we talked before the Super Bowl about that field and what kind of effect it would have. I mean, I think it's something to look at. There were 12 tournament games coming into today held at that stadium, 29.6% accuracy from three-point range among all the teams that played in those games. Hey, that's significant. Today was 33%. Teams were 29 for 87 from beyond the three-point line. Villanova was the only team out of the four who played today who didn't have a lousy game from out there. So is it going to be a factor? It sure will, although Villanova, you know, didn't seem affected by it. Not as much of a factor as, say, maybe if Syracuse was in the final, because North Carolina doesn't depend as much on three-point shooting and shouldn't. The way that they play. And as Johnny Taco just mentioned, it's a tough deal to get by the size of North Carolina. They're going to put a team with – they're going to go 6'10 and 6'9 up front, and then they can come off the bench 6'10 and 6'8. Meanwhile, Villanova's playing two – well, they don't even have forwards. I mean, basically they have four guards. And, the big guards are 6'6 and 6'5. So, there's going to be a problem with all the offensive rebounding than North Carolina does. They'll get second chances. They're seventh in the nation in that category. Don't forget that. So I would expect that if they're smart, and I'm sure they are, Roy Williams is in his eighth Final Four, that they will not try to live from the outside.
Interesting. You know, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little NBA for a second. The Spurs are now 39-0 at home. If the Spurs and the Warriors were to play tomorrow, Charles, who would win and why?
If they were to play tomorrow, it might be San Antonio because of the fact that Golden State is sloppy lately. If you saw the game last night, they were sloppy. They were pretty sloppy against Utah. Steve Kerr mentioned it. They're turning the ball over too much. I don't know if they're tired at this time of the year. I don't begrudge them the opportunity to go after this record. And, Steve Kerr has let him go. Hey, listen, these guys want it. It's going to be a big boost for them. They figure they won the championship last year. This is a big thing to go after here. They can do it, obviously, win five of their last six games. So, I don't think that doing any of that would affect them in the playoffs. But, you know, San Antonio is doing the opposite right now. They're kind of resting guys, and they've been down that road before, so it's no surprise for them. So, I think that, if you go into a finals, you're talking about something that really might be not much more than a toss-up.
Straight up, the great Charles J. of PlaysByJ.com. You got special up there in the morning on your website, PlaysByJay.com?
Well, there'll be something on the NBA in the morning, and then, of course, on Monday, we'll have an analysis of the NCAA championship game, which I find to be kind of a fascinating matchup, considering the ease with which North Carolina. That was your pick, wasn't it? North Carolina.
North Carolina from the start.
Yep, and they've played like it. You can't say that they've kind of escaped coming all the way in here. They did what they had to do against Syracuse. They got inside, and they were able to kind of break that zone. And also, they got out in the transition game, which was important against. You know, you make a matchup zone moot when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the genius of Charles Day, PlaysByJay.com, is PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, we'll talk next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care now.
You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, CRN2, of course, iTunes. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is Cadwallader and Zach Young and myself back after the break. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the Sports Byline Studios on the West Coast. Passion.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hello there, I'm John Oliver, host of Last Week Tonight. We are off the air this week because, to boost ratings on HBO, I plan to murder and dismember a friend of mine. apparently that's how it works now. Anyway, this season, I'll do it. What are you applauding for? What are you encouraging? Anyway, this season, we've covered the tobacco industry, voting rights in the American territories, and our country's infrastructure. But right now, I'd like to talk about a serious problem, April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day is to comedy as St. Patrick's Day is to Irish culture. That is to say, it is a mockery of the very concept that usually ends in a fist fight. But you may not know that April Fool's Day was actually invented by FDR in 1934 as a way to raise national morale during the Great Depression. April Fool! That's not true at all. I made it up. You trusted me and I betrayed that trust. I betrayed you. Isn't betrayal fun? That felt bad, didn't it? Well, now, I want you to sit in that terrible feeling for a moment. Because you may have been laughing on the outside, but on the inside, admit it, you were sad. No. Well, first of all, welcome to my brain. Second of all, I'm sorry I did that to you. That was a prank. And pranks are terrible. Anyone who claims to be excited for April Fool's Day is probably a sociopath. Because what they're really saying is, I cannot wait to hurt the people close to me. I can't wait. And if you want to break your family's hearts, don't play a mean trick on them. Just ask them for money for another improv class. Do it, done. And you can do that any time of year, and you will shatter them. Now, not to mention, we don't need a special holiday to disappoint our loved ones. We do that enough on every other holiday by accident. OK, Nana, when are you going to yell Christmas fools and give me my real present? This sweater is an abomination. But that being said, I want to help you have the best April Fool's Day ever. So close your eyes right now. Do it. Close them. And visualise the greatest practical joke you can possibly imagine. And now, never do that thing you thought of, ever. Don't even tell anyone you thought of it. You're a monster.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
No Paco and Taco tonight. We're talking baseball, of course, with my guys. I'm talking about Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, meaning Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. Of course, the Major League Baseball season opens tomorrow. St. Louis, take that back. St. Louis is going to Pittsburgh. Toronto's going to play at Tampa Bay. And the Mets will be at Kansas City. The New York Mets, of course, starting to come with Paco's friends, of course, who are big Yankee fans. Bottom line is, Dominic Jimenez, bring us into the 2016 baseball season. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think the big story, you know, going obviously it's not going to impact the games tomorrow, but the biggest story going into the season is Pablo Sandoval being benched for the second year player Travis Shaw. You ever heard of him, Taco?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, not yet. But yeah, Pablo Sandoval, the $95 million man, is going to be making $95 million on the bench at least to open the season. That's got to be the biggest news. You know, the media is starting to get on him. Fans are turning on him. And this is something we really talked about when he signed yeah. with Boston, how Boston's going to have higher expectations than the Giants did. The Boston fans are going to be far less forgiving than the Giants fans. So basically, everything that we said about him signing in Boston, we were right, because it's gone downhill for the Panda.
Zach, is he Manny Ramirez without the steroids? Is he a bit of a turd? I mean, the guy's got no discipline. He's a Major League Baseball player. He's an athlete. He shares a position that few can attain in this world, okay? I mean, he's making millions of dollars. Cadwallader just said he means making $95 million. With that kind of money, you should show up in shape, Zach.
Yeah, and I mean, if he does somehow get cut, he could always sign up for that Nathan's hot dog eating contest. That's a sport. He could still do a sport, I think.
Of course. See, what about some of the big teams? We're talking baseball, of course, Major League Baseball. The 2016 season is upon us, of course, and we're expecting big things out of the San Francisco Giants, believe it or not. At least I am. I know Dominic's high on the Giants. Zach Attack Young's, he's going to go with his homer guys down there. I'm talking about the L.A. Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw. Zach, you still sticking with that? The Dodgers are going to win the West?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can't forget that the Dodgers did beat the Giants 13-0 in that preseason.
Yeah, but the Giants just rolled over the A's, and the A's always seem to do good. The Giants didn't do well in preseason. Is that important, Dominic Cadwallader? Is that important that they didn't really do too well, that a losing record in preseason? Is that important?
No, not at all. There's only certain things that you can take out of spring training, and a lot of it is the eyeball test, how specific guys look, and you got to be looking for certain things. Let's not forget the year that the Detroit Lions, I know I'm switching it to football, but the year they went 0-16 in the regular season, they were 5-0 in preseason. So the exhibition season, other than getting a look at guys, obviously seeing how guys compete for the last roster spots or for starting jobs, whatever, that wasn't really too much of a problem with the Giants. So it's just a matter of everybody rounding into form as the season goes. I'm not concerned one bit.
Okay, let's talk about some of the odds for these opening day games. Of course, St. Louis at Pittsburgh. St. Louis is a plus 100 underdog. And, of course, the 120 favorite, of course, is Pittsburgh. Wainwright versus Liriano. You got a pick here, Dominic?
I'm going to lean towards Pittsburgh a little bit. Adam Wainwright, he did come back and pitch for, I believe, a little less than a month out of the bullpen last year. But he's coming off a pretty big injury. So until I see Adam Wainwright completely with his legs under him, looking like the the 100% healthy Adam Wainwright of old, I'm going to lean towards the Pirates at home with Francisco Liriano there.
If I'm going to make a bet here, and I'm going to wager a few bucks since this is the opening day, I'm going to bet the over in that game. It's 6. I think it'll score more than 6 runs between the two teams. That's the way I'm looking at it. Toronto at Tampa Bay, Toronto -115 favorite. Of course, Tampa Bay, take that back. They're both minus. Both teams are minus. So Tampa Bay is -115. And 105, and Toronto's -115. So the bottom line is the over-under here is 7. I'm not going to play with the under and over. I don't know about this Toronto team. I think they can score a lot of runs. But how do you see that one going, Dominic?
That's an interesting one because you got two really young pitchers that can be really good at times, but they have their hiccups with Marcus Stroman and Chris Archer. Stroman for Toronto and Archer for Tampa. They're obviously not playing in the bandbox that is Toronto, but you can never discount that Toronto lineup. It's absolutely terrifying. It's got to be the stuff of nightmares for starting pitchers. Chris Archer's got stuff, so he can neutralize it, but I don't have a pick on the game, but I do expect there to be more than 7 runs.
Zach, you know a little bit about Matt Harvey. Of course, the ex-Dodger now. He's with the Mets, of course. A Mets are a -118 favorite tomorrow against Kansas City. Kansas City a +108, and the under-over is 7 there. Zach Harvey's going to smoke in his first game, and he's primed and ready to go, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll have another good year this year. He's not really even the best pitcher on the Mets, though, I wouldn't say. I think DeGrom's probably better. I like what DeGrom did, even though I don't really like what he did to the Dodgers, but I like him as a pitcher overall.
Paco likes DeGrom as well as being the ace on that team. What do you think, Dominic?
Harvey's 1A, DeGrom's 1B, and Noah Syndergaard pretty soon is going to be 1C. The filthy thing about that Mets rotation is once Zach Wheeler's completely healthy from Tommy John surgery, he had it last year, he should be back in a couple months. All 5 of their starting guys, throwing in Steven Matz, are going to be under 28 and throwing gas. The Mets have a rotation that can be terrifying for years to come. Harvey's no slouch, but I do like DeGrom just a smidge more. But Harvey's a legit ace.
You guys remember the Rockford Files and James Garner, right? No, nobody's saying that. He was a television star. You guys forget it. Anyway, Madison Bumgarner, that was James Garner's real name. He changed his name to Garner instead of Bumgarner. I can see why. Anyway, Madison in the opening game starting for the Giants, of course, against Milwaukee. The Giants are -185 favorites here. You want to bet on Milwaukee, bet $100, and you get $1,260 back. The over-under 7. Talk to me, Dominic. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Bumgarner and the Giants here. Willy Peralta for the Brewers, he's good, but he's not a frontline ace type of pitcher. He's more of a 3 in the rotation. Bumgarner's going to go out and do his thing. I like what the Giants lineup, how it looks right now. Everybody's pretty healthy. If they can stay healthy, they're going to be a seriously dangerous team. Give me the Giants in this one, no problem.
All right, so Paco and Zach are picking the Dodgers to win the West. You and I are going to stick with the Giants, correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think the Giants have just got I think they're on a roll. I know that preseason team wasn't all that good as far as the record was concerned, but some of the things I saw down there in spring training, I'm looking for bigger and better things out of the SF Giants, and they just don't feel losers 2 years in a row. Of course, usually they win the World Series after a year of dismal performance. Now, what else is happening in the world of baseball? I mean, what's gonna stand out? What stands out in 2016? I mean, Steph Curry stood out as far as 2015 and 16 is concerned in the NBA. What's the standout player going to be in Major League Baseball, Dominic?
Oh, man, that's tough. But I'll go with a guy who's not an established star yet, and I'm going to go to Zach's L.A. Dodgers, Corey Seager. He's a shortstop. He might play some third base too. He's the top prospect in baseball right now, and he's going to be a starter from day one. Corey Seager has all of the tools to be a bona fide superstar. He might be that next really young shortstop third baseman to join the likes of Carlos Correa and Manny Machado, Nolan Arenado. Corey Seager is going to be phenomenal. His brother Kyle Seager is a very, very good player for the Mariners already. Watch for Corey Seager to help bolster that Dodgers lineup because there's a lot of older guys in that lineup and they may break down a little bit. Seager should be solid.
Interesting. Of course, we're talking Major League Baseball and we're picking the Giants to win it all this year because, you know, to be honest, every other year they win the World Series. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. And for you folks outside the continental USA, you can call us on a toll-free international. Get this, 00-800-878-PLAY. That's 00-878-PLAY or 878-7529. Live from the Sports Byline Studios on the West Coast, the Left Coast, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, back with the Sports Byline WBO Boxing Update, Combat Sports Update, after the break with Zach Attack Young.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Two WBO legends hook it up a week from tonight. Talk about HBO pay-per-view live from Las Vegas, Tim Bradley and the iconic Manny Pacquiao, who we will get into in a little bit more depth in hour number two, the other side of Manny Pacquiao in hour number two right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley going a week from now. Zach Attack Young, Tim Bradley's a slight favorite here. Does he deserve to be?
Yeah, you know what? I'm favoring Tim Bradley in that fight. I think that he's shown some improvement. And, I mean, we can't go too much off that Brandon Rios fight, but he was doing some things in that fight well. Like, I don't think he suddenly developed a lot of power or anything like that, but he's done I thought he has done pretty well against Pacquiao the other times. I mean, you know, a lot of people thought Pacquiao won the first fight and Pacquiao won the second, but it's not like Bradley didn't have his moments in those fights. And I mean, I think he's probably better than he's ever been. I can't say the same for Manny, so I think he has a good chance at pulling off the upset.
Is Tim Bradley no longer boxes with three hands? You know what I mean by three hands? He used to butt guys all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody he got into a fight with, they were all cut up after about three or four rounds. I mean, it got pretty obvious. He sort of stopped butting people. Now, the fight was set up last week, the next super fight. Is there a bigger fight on the horizon than Kovalev and Ward?
No. That's a great fight. And, I mean, it's going to be a tough one for Ward. I favor him, but just very slightly. Kovalev is the real deal. And, I mean, he has a lot of boxing pedigree to his name as well as Ward.
But we go with Ward because he's the unbeaten lad for an entire lifetime, except for that Junior Olympics bogus decision over there in Oakland, California. But he's undefeated in a lifetime. You got to go with the unbeaten guy until he gets beat, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And, I mean, as good as Kovalev is, I think Ward, I mean, he's just been more dominant over his career, I would say. But, I mean, that Kovalev power, it'll be interesting to see how he deals with that because, you know, Ward has not faced anyone with that level of power in his career.
Nobody's ever faced anyone with that kind of power. I think the crusher is for real, and he crushes people with both fists. And the bottom line is Andre Ward is going to have to pack his lunch. But if his lunch is packed, it makes for one of the greatest fights maybe of our era. I'm talking about Hagler Leonard of this time, maybe Hearns Leonard of this time, two undefeated guys going at it for all the marbles, maybe the pound-for-pound crown. Straight up, it's going to happen later this year, possibly November, Oakland, California. Sergey Kovalev, the defending WBO champion against Andre Ward, the unbeaten 2004 Olympic gold medalist, the kid from Oakland, California. This is your Sports Byline Broadcast, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Speaking of the WBO, Arthur Abrahams defending his 168-pound title against Gilberto Ramirez, and Ramirez can punch. That's going to go down the 9th of April, of course, the same day as Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley. And then we've got Clyde Gowacki in the cruiserweight fight taking on Steve Cunningham. That's going to go down the 16th. 1 week later, on the 23rd, Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, going back against Zolt Burdak, defending that WBO 122-pound title. And the 160-pound champion, the surprise kid from the U.K., he's a gypsy too, Billy Joe Saunders, still unbeaten, going to take on Max Bursack, of course, after he's smoking Andy Lee to win that WBO title. This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny talking his All-Stars. Still to come in hour number two, we'll hear from Mike Tyson, a little bit from Manny Pacquiao. We'll play some games. We'll talk some UFC. We'll have some fun. We'll talk some NBA. Lots of stuff to talk about. Sports is all over. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the only show live from the West Coast.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Presidential hopefuls from both major political parties campaign across the state of Wisconsin ahead of the primary on Tuesday. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton both campaigning in Eau Claire. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump speaking at a rally in Rothschild. His rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich have multiple appearances scheduled around the state. The latest polls have Cruz leading Trump going into Tuesday's primary. Brussels Airport is now ready to reopen, a Belgian government official making that announcement after reaching an agreement with police on tighter security measures after the March 22nd suicide bombings that killed more than 30 people. A police strike canceled Friday's planned reopening. Details of the new security measures were not yet released. And Major League Baseball begins the regular season on Sunday as the Cardinals and Pirates open up the campaign Sunday afternoon in Pittsburgh. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Police don't yet know how a man with a long criminal record obtained the gun he used to kill a Virginia state trooper on Thursday, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Brown's firearm was recovered alongside him in the restaurant area, along with 143 rounds of unspent ammunition.
Trooper Chad Dermeyer was killed when James Brown of Aurora, Illinois, opens fire with that semi-automatic Beretta handgun at a Richmond Greyhound bus station. State Police Superintendent Stephen Flaherty saying they're trying to figure out where he got that gun.
We know that that gun was bought a little over a year ago. It was not bought by Brown. We don't know to this point how Brown acquired it. We're still working with the ATF to try to determine that.
They won't be able to find out from the suspect. He was shot and killed by other troopers.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting. Brussels Airport now set to reopen. A Belgian government official making the announcement that it'll open up tomorrow. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A man facing criminal charges after allegedly jumping the fence at the White House Friday night. The unidentified man throwing a backpack over the fence and climbing over it before being quickly stopped by Secret Service. He was taken to a local police department and charged with unlawful entry. The president was in Washington for a nuclear summit, but a Secret Service spokesman didn't say if he was at the White House during the incident. A Congress member calls for a U.S. boycott of the Olympic Games in Brazil. USA Radio's Chris Barnes tells us why.
A North Texas Republican congressman who's also of position wants America to skip the Summer Olympics because of the Zika virus, which is carried by mosquitoes. Dr. Michael Burgess telling NBC5 in Dallas the Games are a public health threat because of Zika, and he doesn't want to send U.S. athletes there because of that. Burgess saying his idea is politically incorrect, but he says Zika cannot be ignored. The virus has been reported in Brazil, causing Olympic organizers to start putting up mosquito nets to prevent an outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's got to be a sure sign of spring. Major League Baseball starts the regular season tomorrow. The Cardinals and Pirates opening the campaign Sunday afternoon in Pittsburgh, followed by the Blue Jays and Rays in St. Petersburg, Florida. The nightcap featuring a World Series rematch as the Royals host the Mets in Kansas City on ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball. And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. We're powered by USARadio.com.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Here, I'm a
wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting May's jump time. And Cepeda and Flager at it. And Cepeda gets it a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl. Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight, Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time? Then get ready for the nightlife. Are you ready for
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios on the West Coast, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my esteemed colleagues. We'll talk about my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader. Can I call him Dominic C. Jimenez? Do I have to call him Cadwallader? It says here on the network thing, I got to call this guy Cadwallader. I don't like that name. I want to call him Dominic. Why do I have to call him Cadwallader? Anyway, I'm throwing a fit here, folks, because money's taking over here. Money runs the joint around here. We'll talk about Sports Byline. Dominic Jimenez and his family have zillions of dollars, and guess what? They flaunt it. I think they bought the building. The building's been sold in the last 4 weeks. The building's been sold, so Dominic and his people are buying up everything around here. They are gentrifying our area. Bottom line is, he's my co-host. We'll talk sports with him and Zach Attack Young after the break. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or we can do this internationally. The international toll-free line is 00-878-PLAY. That's 00-878-PLAY or 00-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and FN Radio.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. Television is not the truth. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
Thank you, Mitt. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. A memo here from the network CEO. Dear Mr. Fernandez, you and Zachary Young are to refer to Dominic as Cadwalader whenever he desires that. This is not for debate. It shall be done. Signed, Ron Barr. So did you get that, Zach?
Yes, I got it.
Okay. All right, let's talk about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's in the news. And why is Mike Tyson in the news? Well, Manny Pacquiao's in the news. When Manny Pacquiao stated a few months ago, that all gay people should be killed, they should be dead. Of course, that was coming off on the heels of him saying a couple of years ago that Filipinos or Catholics or anybody that's a Christian shouldn't use condoms. Of course, condoms are like the number one preventer of STDs, according to the American Medical Association. So the bottom line is he's sort of like sending people off into the death. But now he's pissed off Iron Mike. Take it away, Mike. All right, we lost Mike Tyson there. We'll get him back in a second. Of course, straight up, Mike Tyson not too happy with Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao, of course, now stepping up, he doubled it down. He's been banned from a shopping center in L.A. The L.A. area is called the Grove, okay? And he's been banned from this area, and he's been banned from the shopping center because of anti-gay comments. And he thinks that, you know, he can go back. It's no big thing. I can go back. No, it's private property. We got that ready to roll it.
Do you have any reaction to being banned from the Grove shopping center? Just out of curiosity?
No, I love everybody.
You love everybody? Do you wish you could still go there? I mean, do you feel that it's fair that they banned you?
I went there.
Do you think it's fair that they banned you, or do you think you should have another chance to be able to go there?
No, it's a public place. It's available for everybody.
Yeah, do you think you still have the privilege to go there, have the right to be there?
Yes.
Dominic, Zach, do you understand what he's saying there? He thinks he can go to a place he's been banned from. Dominic, do you think he's a senator? No, he's a congressman running for senator. He's going to be president someday. Is this guy a buffoon? Does he not know what banned means?
Absolutely, he's a buffoon. It's not just what's happening now. Manny Pacquiao has put his foot in his mouth plenty of times, and this is just adding on to the things that really make you say, he's going to be president, really?
And Zach, he's a religious fanatic. He drinks virgin blood each day. What is virgin blood, Zach?
I mean,
no, Zach. What is virgin blood? Explain that to me. You're a millennial. You should know these things. What is virgin blood? I don't know what it is. Dominic, you have an idea what virgin blood is?
Got to be the blood of a virgin.
A virgin what? A virgin cow? A virgin cow? Come on,
whatever floats his boat.
Oh, bestiality's in the picture now. Of course, we're talking Mike Tyson, Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez is my co-host, along with Zach Attack Young, and we're talking about Mike Tyson's reaction to Manny Pacquiao. Let's see what Mike had to say about that.
They're banning Pacquiao from the Grove. What do you think about that?
You know why?
Because of the slurs that he made.
Well, he should be barred from the Grove. Totally disrespectful for other people's feelings.
So what's your main advice for John Jones, how he gets back on track?
Oh, he's going to get back on track. You know, he's the best in the world. He's the best. He's going to be champ again.
Mike Tyson was commenting both on Manny Pacquiao and his being a bigot. And, of course, John Jones coming back as the light heavyweight champion, a replacement in that fight, of course, the champion, Daniel Cormier, the paper champion, per se, the reigning champion, the man that got the title when John Jones stepped away. He has stepped in and now stepped out of that title defense for UFC 197. We'll talk about that in our MMA segment about 37, make that 40 minutes past the hour. Now, let's go back to the world of sports. We're looking at Major League Baseball. I mean, as far as the season's concerned, I'm excited about the Giants in the set. But, Dominic, where do you see some surprise teams coming? We talked about the Mets. We talked about some of the teams we expect really to do good. But last year we picked a couple of teams that weren't supposed to do things, and they did things. Who are going to be those teams for 2016 in your book?
All right, in the National League, I'll start with the Diamondbacks. Obviously, they were big spenders. You know, they went and signed Zach Greinke. They are expected to kind of do well, but still be behind the Giants and the Dodgers. One thing, though, is that A.J. Pollock, their center fielder and leadoff hitter, broke his elbow yesterday, I believe. Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he injured his elbow Friday, which kind of messes up the beginning of their season. But if he can come back healthy, I think Arizona can push the Giants and the Dodgers for one of those wild card spots. And in the American League, I like Cleveland. They've got a really good starting rotation. Their center fielder, Michael Brantley, he's their best player. He's coming off shoulder surgery. So if he can come back healthy and the pitching can pitch how they're capable of, it's a team that could be very reminiscent of last year's Mets.
Zach Attack, what's your surprise team? What do you think?
You know, I'm kind of thinking that the Nationals are going to do something this year. And I think in particular, Bryce Harper, I think he's going to have a really big year this year and kind of establish himself even more than he already has in the past.
You know, you guys, I think the most exciting aspect of the entire Major League Baseball season are the wild card games. I mean, when those guys hook it up in that do or die game, that just gets my blood flowing. I really enjoy baseball at that time of the year. Right now, maybe not so much. I mean, maybe I'll go out to a couple of games if they'll give me free tickets. I probably won't get any, so I'll go to the A's, not the Giants. But I'm just telling you, the end of the season, that wild card, those wild card games that were inserted by Major League Baseball, I think they've turned the playoff picture upside down. The Giants won the wild card one year and went off to win the World Series, correct, Dominic?
Yeah, just 2014. They beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. And the Royals were actually the wild card team, so the two World Series teams that hooked up were both wild card teams.
Zach Attack, what's going on with that other L.A. team down there? You know, the Anaheim Angels. What's going on with those guys? Are they going to make a move this year? Are they going to make some noise?
You know, I think they'll make as much noise as they usually do, which is they'll be a good team, but they're not going to get too far. They haven't really made any huge splash moves. And I mean, their roster, they got some older guys on there. You know, Pujols is getting up there. Mike Trout is going to be phenomenal again. And I mean, a lot of people say he's the best player in all of baseball. So I think they'll at least have him on their highlight reel. But I don't really see them like going deep in the playoffs or anything like that.
Cadwallader, why has Anaheim failed to rise to a really contenders level per se? I mean, they made the World Series, I think, once in the last 20 years, but they just don't seem to be a team that you're talking about when you talk about L.A. baseball. It's always the Dodgers, and of course, they're from Anaheim. Now they're the L.A. Angels, but are they always going to be the bastard child down there?
I think so. They were kind of the second team in the Los Angeles market, if you will. The Dodgers are full on LA. They're the Flash, the Hollywood, the Angels. They're removed from all of the hubbubaloo or whatever kind of word you want to use of Los Angeles, the hustle and bustle. They have the name Los Angeles, but they're still in Orange County near Disneyland, far less media chaos and everything. And, you know, the money they spent a few years ago was poorly spent. They went out and got C.J. Wilson. They went out and got Albert Pujols, and they went out and got Josh Hamilton all in one off season, and it just didn't work out. Hamilton hasn't been able to produce the way he did in Texas. He's gone. C.J. Wilson is not the pitcher he was in Texas, and obviously giving Albert Pujols, 8-10 years or whatever at age 30 or 32 or however old he was at the time, he was past his prime or very close to the end of it. It was misspent money, something we see that's happened, you know, with the Mets for a long time up until the last few years. So in addition to being kind of in a low-key city position as opposed to the hustle and bustle of the city of Los Angeles, they've misspent their money and haven't quite been the team people expect them to be, and they've kind of faded back into the second or maybe even the third best in the AL West this year. So they've got some work cut out for them.
Interesting. So we got a candidate. Well, take that back. That's not called Rookie of the Year. This is a swan song for David Ortiz, probably one of the best players in the history of baseball. No doubt about that. Big Poppy. Of course, the longtime Boston Red Sox slugger already said goodbye to the team spring training camp down in Fort Myers. Is this going to be a grand tour, Dominic, as he does his swan song in 2016?
I don't think it's going to be kind of the same type of tour that we saw with Derek Jeter or Mariano Rivera, just because of David Ortiz's impact on the game. It's not quite as big as the other two guys. Granted, he's kind of revolutionized the DH position. You know, Edgar Martinez really started that, a guy that was purely a DH. David Ortiz is taking that to the next level and has pretty much perfected the position of designated hitter. But, you know, teams are going to give Ortiz his knickknacks and everything, but I don't expect it to be a Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, or Kobe Bryant type of retirement tour.
Okay, Alex Rodriguez probably paying him maybe his second to last year. Do you think Alex Rodriguez will continue after this year, Dominic?
Yeah, he said he's going to retire after next season when his contract is up. The only thing that I think would prevent him from doing that is if he's maybe within 10 homers of the all-time record. I could see him maybe coming back for one more year with just any random team that'll give him the playing time to break it. But otherwise, next year will be Alex Rodriguez's last season.
Zach, who's got a better pure swing in baseball than Alex Rodriguez? I mean, whether he was on steroids or not, man, that swing of his was phenomenal.
Nah, and I mean, Alex Rodriguez, no doubt, is a Hall of Fame player. I don't know if, you know, with the steroid things, the way that baseball is, I don't know if he'll make it, but he definitely has one of the best swings and he's one of the best overall players of this generation.
Did you receive a package from Cadwalader this week or something? Did he send you some Colombian dust? You sound like you're snorting coke over there in L.A. What's going on? You got a cold?
Yeah, I got a bit of a cold.
Yeah. You'll be hearing from my lawyers, Taco, implying that I sent back packages of coke. You'll be hearing from them shortly.
Cadwalader probably has good lawyers, so that's
just
pretty.
It doesn't get any worse than this. I'm restrained on my own show. Open phone lines all across America. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hopefully I'll be here after the break. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, at least last I looked.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Well, I won't get away with it, huh? How many times I heard that from dumb coppers, I couldn't count. He'd give you a left eye to nail me, wouldn't you? Huh? You can see the headlines, can't you? Local deputy captured Johnny Rocco. Your picture would be in all the papers. You might even get to tell on the newsreel how you pulled it off. Yeah. Well, listen, Hick. I was too much for any big city police force to handle. They tried, but they couldn't. Oh, you Hick. I'll be back pulling strings to get guys elected mayor and governor before you ever get a 10-buck raise. Yeah. Public enemy, he calls me. Me, who gave him his public, all wrapped up with a fancy bow on it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
Clock says 27, make it 28 minutes past hour. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. My All-Stars are Dominic C. Jimenez. I hope I can get over the C. And, of course, on the other part of Skype, coming to us from the City of Angels, of course, is Zach Attack Young, coming from a city of poverty down there, living near Inglewood, California. Of course, we're both like low rent. And Dominic, Dominic, where are you tonight? Are you in one of your fortresses in Hillsborough?
For my own safety, it's going to be a disclosed location. Just know that it's high-end.
Okay, undisclosed location. All right, let's talk about Scottie Pippen, wrapping the Warriors a little bit. He's saying that I think it was back in November, was it Ron Harper that said the first thing, that saying the 95-96 Bulls, of course, that one that held that record of 72 wins, that they would sweep the Warriors or the Golden State Warriors nowadays. Now Scottie Pippen's out saying it. Is this just bad blood from some old guys trying to live their glory days, Zach? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, that's what I always think. I mean, I don't know. I kind of think like great players transcend eras. I think Steph Curry would be great in any era. And I always think it's really hard to compare the eras because the rules are all different. The style's all different. But I don't think that the Bulls would sweep the Warriors. I mean, I really can't see that happening. I think that series goes seven games no matter who wins.
Dominic, soccer is more scandalous than professional boxing. We know this. We've proved this on this show time and again. Tell me what's happening in the world of soccer.
Yeah, so the big news out of the world of soccer is that five members of the United States women's national team, and it's the heavy hitters, the big names, Hope Solo, Carly Lloyd, Alex Morgan, Becky Sauerbrunn, and Megan Rapinoe, have they filed federal complaints against the United States Soccer Federation, charging them with wage discrimination. And here are some numbers that really lend you to believe that they have a legitimate case. Okay, we'll start. Last year, the women's national team made $20 million more than the men's team, but they can make as little as 40% of what the men's team makes. Also, 2014, Germany's men's national team won the World Cup. They beat Argentina. They got $35 million for winning. The women's national team last year, after defeating Japan, won $2 million as a purse. So $35 million for winning the men's World Cup, $2 million for winning the Women's World Cup. So they have a legitimate complaint here. All of the numbers, you can't argue with them. The numbers say the women are grossly overpaid. I also saw an article saying... Underpaid, excuse me. The women
Whoa,
are
I'm
underpaid.
Glad I caught you on that one, Cadwall. Are you slipping a little bit?
A little bit. I'm used to overpay is very, very much part of my vocabulary.
Any massages tonight thus far in the show?
I decided to schedule it until after. I thought I'd give you guys my full attention tonight.
Oh, lucky us. Go on.
Oh, yeah, and there's also the pro female soccer's minimum salary is actually below the poverty line. So there's a lot of work here, you know, there's been the whole equal play thing, and now that there's the equal play, and they got to get the equal pay, so it'll be something to watch for sure.
Okay, do you know what President John F. Kennedy, our 35th president, said in 1962 at a press conference, and the male press just like was blown away by it? He says, "I believe in equal pay for women." Nobody could ask a question. It was like there was silence in the crowd. The men couldn't believe it, man. This was like 55 years ago, Zach. Chicks still aren't getting paid equal pay.
No, you're right. I mean, they're getting – it sounds like the women's soccer team is getting paid like around the same level as UFC fighters, which is bad.
Of course, it's always bad. Speaking of D'Angelo Russell, let's switch things back. I was looking at an email just shot here on him. Have you got a little bit more on the story than we know about?
Yeah, according to some of my sources in L.A., Nick Young actually walked up to D'Angelo Russell's girlfriend before all of this and jokingly told her that D'Angelo Russell had been cheating. So D'Angelo Russell does this kind of joke thing, and you see at the end of the video, he says, "Oh, thanks for saying that on my phone." And according to him, I mean, he doesn't know how it leaked out there. Like, somehow it got out there, you know, and it's unfortunate. I kind of think he's gotten a bad rep because of it, because it was just kind of like a prank thing that those guys do, and it really backfired this time. But a lot of people don't know that other side of it, that, I mean, if Nick Young never would have done that, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Dominic, if you are a betting man, Cadwallader, if you are a betting man, how could I ask a rich guy what money's about? Anyway, if you were a betting man, where would you go here? As far as betting is concerned.
In terms of what here?
I mean, open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Back to the world of D'Angelo Russell and Nick Young. I mean, how can I put this? He's done as far as the rest of his players are concerned, and he's only 20 years old. And whether he's pranked or not, you know, when you release that stuff on the internet, that's just not cool, man. That's the internet. We're not playing around here. This is not joking. When you put stuff up on the internet, people don't realize it, Dominic, but they think they can put stuff on the internet, put it up there, and take it down. Once it's up there somewhere.
Especially for a professional athlete who's going to have tons of followers and people that are glued, huge fans that are watching everything he posts and all that kind of stuff. Of course, D'Angelo Russell, it's a huge mess for him, and it's going to be something that's going to either never or take a very long time for him to recover from.
Okay, what I was talking about before I lost my train of thought there, is it safe to bet Cadwallader the bank, I don't know what bank is, in the bank on the Golden State Warriors to win 72 games?
Yes, on 72. I'm not so sold on 73, though. They have to go 4-2 to tie the record, 5-1 to break the record, and I'm not entirely sold on the 5-1, especially with two dates against the Spurs. Even though they'll probably rest them in some capacity, the Spurs starters, that is, it's going to be tough. I'll play 72-10. They tie the record.
Okay, with Kobe Bryant not playing the last 10 games, will the rest of the Lakers pick it up? Will they establish themselves as candidates for a solid team next year? In other words, we talked about the aforementioned free agent fitting in there, whoever that might be. But if they get a good, solid free agent and put him in there and work around this young team, and it's, like Zach said, it's probably going to be broken up this year. But D'Angelo Russell will be there for sure. What I'm trying to say is, does L.A. have a future, Dominic?
A future, yes. But like I was saying earlier, it's going to take some time before they're super competitive again. They are so far behind in terms of this rebuild. They have young pieces, Jordan Clarkson, D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle. But what they've done the last few free agent periods, partially because they're handicapped with Kobe Bryant's contract, is they've gone out and signed guys like, you know, Roy Hibbert, and they brought back Meta World Peace, a.k.a. Ron Artest. It's going to take some time for them to fix everything, and unless they get a guy like Kevin Durant, which I doubt he decides to go to L.A., it's going to take them some time to get this rebuild really going and get them competitive again.
Zach, do you fire Byron Scott, yes or no?
I would lean towards firing him. I mean, he hasn't done a good job. And I think the Lakers, yeah, I don't think they're going to be good next year. I think they'll have about 30 wins. And I'd like to see them bring in someone like Hassan Whiteside, who I don't think is out of reach for them. And then you're talking about a pretty solid starting five with the young guys.
Cadwallader, Dominic Jimenez, we'll talk to UFC after the break, but the bottom line is I'm going to put these guys on the spot a little bit later, and I enjoy this. Call them, tell me things I don't know. Tell me something I know. Well, guess what? They're digging right now. They're looking all over the internet. They're calling their sources. They're getting their stuff ready, because I'm going to grill them at about 54 minutes past the hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us, feel free to. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The toll-free phone number outside the continental USA is 1-800. Take that back. 00800. 00800. 878-PLAY. 00800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Guess what? I am the Taco Man.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
I had a pretty good week out here in Vegas, you know, to get out back in front of the fans and to just be open and honest with them for really the first time in my career, just having everything out there for them to see. And to see the way they've received me has been tremendous. You know, it's scary when you tell the absolute truth about where you're at in your life and, you know, struggles with sobriety and just everything about me is really out there right now. And it's really freeing to be in this position, to just not be hiding anything and just get to move forward in my life. And yeah, I feel great, man. It feels really good. Thank you to all the fans who stuck by me and who still support me and who are excited for me. It's just so energizing for me as an athlete, and I really appreciate everyone so much.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update.
brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The script coming in there was John Jones, the former light heavyweight UFC champion, 205 pounds, once beaten fighter, of course, lost to Matt Hamill on disqualification, hitting him on the ground, but he would be undefeated if not for that DQ. Anyways, that was March the 5th, 2016. 1 month later, or less than 1 month later, he's spending time in the Albuquerque jail for drag racing and calling a cop a pig and a few other things. Bottom line is, Zach, I got to ask you this question. Was he railroaded or was he guilty?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think the cops are kind of out to get him at this point, kind of understandably in a way because of the past indiscretions. But at the same time, he was wrong. He did do some wrong. He was driving without a license again, so that's always a bad look. And yeah, I mean, he would probably be in more trouble if he were you or me.
Why do guys with money not have licenses? I mean, I'm sure Cadwallader, but he's got real money. But I mean, John Jones here. I mean, come on. I mean, Mike Tyson had license issues. I mean, why is it these super athletes, some of the NBA guys have license issues, NFL players. What's the story on that? If you can't maintain a driver's license, you can't maintain much.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to they just think that they're so recognizable. But MMA is a little bit of a niche sport in this country, you know, and I don't think that a lot of people might not be able to pick John Jones out of a crowd, to be honest with you.
Okay, who is Ovince St. Preux?
Ovince St. Preux is a very mid-level guy at best. He lost to Ryan Bader, so that kind of tells you a lot. I mean, he's a good fighter, but he's not on John Jones' level, and he's not on Cormier's level, so I don't see this being much of a match. But it is good that we're still getting to see John Jones back in action.
Can I interrupt you on a bit? In other words, would this guy in the world of MMA, comparing his talents to that of John Jones, would he be considered a bit of a bum here?
Yeah, compared to John Jones, comparatively, I would say yes, because I don't think he could beat most of the people on John Jones' resume.
John Jones is a bad dude. You know, they were talking about him fighting Mark Hunt. They were trying to get Mark Hunt to fill in. They were going to fight at heavyweight. That would have been something, to throw in Samoan against John Jones. Man, what a test. That would have been a test for John Jones.
Yeah, that would have been a test. I mean, and to his credit, he was willing to step up to heavyweight and fight to save this card, which, I mean, he wasn't willing to step up for 151. I think he learned from that mistake because they ended up having to cancel that whole event.
Of course, they wanted him to fight, was it Henderson? They wanted to fight somebody that was left-handed, remember, and he didn't want to do it. Yeah,
it was actually Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen, that's the mouth that roared. I'm sorry.
Who he later ended up fighting, but Dan Henderson pulled out of the fight. They were supposed to fight, and then he ended up. You know, they tried to set up him up with Chael Sonnen, and you can't really blame him for not taking the fight because I mean, nobody should have to take fights on short notice. But I don't think that Chael Sonnen. I mean, I don't think that he should have been afraid. And I mean, you saw what he ended up doing to Chael Sonnen. He didn't last a round. So
yeah, but look what happened. Look what happened to your boy Conor McGregor against Nate Diaz. He picked Nate Diaz. I mean, if he was calling Rafael Dos Santos a bum with a belt, he must have thought less of Nate Diaz to call him on an 8 days' notice and fight him at 170 pounds.
You're right, but this would be basically the equivalent, like if Jones were to fight a heavyweight on 8 days' notice and try to come up, you know, in that amount of weight in that amount of time, because it's very similar, the weight discrepancy, so it would be something like that.
I was talking with Kyle Kingsbury, the former UFC heavyweight, light heavyweight, of course, retired. I was talking to him a little bit earlier tonight, and he was talking about the Diaz and McGregor rematch. And we just think that Nate Diaz is going to eat him alive. I mean, we're both willing to go out and bet money. Maybe Cadwallader, would you be willing to put a wager out there on Nate Diaz over Mr. McGregor?
Yeah, unfortunately, as big of a Conor McGregor fan as I am, I would have to put my money on Nate Diaz. The size disadvantage that McGregor was at, even with a full training camp and all that whatnot, at the weight, I think it's still going to be too much for McGregor to handle.
Okay. T-Mobile Arena, I think it's the former Thomas and Mack Arena on the University of Las Vegas campus down there, UNLV. Bottom line is that's going to go down the 9th of 2016, July 9th. Of course, that was the date reserved for Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm, who were supposedly for the rematch. And Holly Holm got beat by by Misha Tate. Now, I got to ask you this, Zach. Now, we know that Dana White's a bit of a turd. Even Dominic calls him a turd. Excuse me, Cadwalader refers to him as a turd. Now, he lost John Jones last year to the accident, so he was off John Jones for a year. The heavyweight champion was lost. He lost that to Fabrice Verdum. He thought Cain Velasquez was going to rock and roll for a while. Okay, Conor McGregor, you put a lot of stock in Conor McGregor. He got beat. Ronda Rousey got beat. Holly Holm got beat. Dana isn't looking all that well. Dana's not rolling sevens today, is he?
No, he's not. And I think some of those defeats are going to be more damaging than others. I mean, I think Holm losing actually kind of saved him because now Ronda Rousey's in a much more winnable fight against Misha Tate, like a better style matchup for her. And Conor McGregor, I think, I mean, even if he loses this fight, he's just out of his weight class. So, I mean, I don't think those are too damaging. No.
You're wrong because he's the mouth that roared. He's the guy that talks all this smack. He's the guy that I mean, you think Muhammad Ali could get choked out two fights in a row and be able to say, hey, man, I'm still the greatest? Come on.
It's definitely going to – he's going to take a hit, but – at the end of the day, I mean, if he can still beat people his size and continue to rack up wins, I don't think it's going to be too damaging for him.
If he was looking to beat people his size, he would have went back to 145 pounds or maybe sought out the 155-pound champion, Dos Anjos, who I think was a dangerous opponent. I think Dos Anjos might have been able to impose his will on Conor McGregor. And, of course, Nate Diaz did in that second round. Now they're going to go five-minute rounds. Nate Diaz got a full training camp, just like Cadwalader mentioned. I think this is the steal of the year. I really do, because the establishment is going to be behind Conor McGregor. The UFC is going to want Conor McGregor. They might poison Nate Diaz's food, okay, to get Conor McGregor to win this fight. That's how much they want McGregor to win, right, Zach?
Yeah, it's a pretty huge discrepancy in the way they feel about the two fighters, because they do not like Nate Diaz and they love Conor McGregor.
Well, they don't like Nick Diaz either.
No, they don't like the Diaz brothers because, to be fair, the Diaz brothers are a bit difficult to deal with if you're running the organization. As much as I'm a fan of them, I could see why they wouldn't be their favorite guys in the world.
But the bottom line is, when we're walking through the streets of Tijuana about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd rather have the two Diaz brothers than have Cain Velasquez and somebody else.
Yeah, the Diaz brothers, if you're their friend, they're the type of guys that'll have your back, you know. So I would go with the Diaz brothers probably over anybody else in MMA.
Of course, they put an end to MMA live on network television on CBS when they pulled off that brawl. I mean, only the Diaz brothers can do that. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about the rematch. The rematch. Luke Rockhold, of course, and Chris Weidman for the World Middleweight Championship. The Santa Cruz Surfer took this away from him earlier in the year, of course. Weidman, the unbeaten kid from upstate New York, untouched. He hadn't only been taken down twice in his career. Can he do anything different this time around? Rocco just outworked him. He was bigger than him.
Yeah, I don't see this playing out much differently. I think Rockhold has a good style matchup for Weidman, and I think it's going to be very similar to the first fight. I think Weidman probably won't make the mistake he did of trying to kick with a kicker. But other than that, I think it's going to go similar. It might go all five rounds. It might be a decision this time, but I think Luke Rockhold will win.
You don't kick with a kicker, you don't hook with a hooker without a condom, except for your Manny Pacquiao. Now, let's look at this. That's going to be at the Forum. Are you going to go down and check that card out, Dak?
I definitely would like to check it out. I'll have to see what else is going on that month. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking at that as a one to attend.
Interesting. Cadwalader, you'll be going to some of the opening games around here. The Giants, of course, when they come back from their visit on the road, they're opening on the road. But when they come back, you'll be spending some time there. How do you get – listen, I got to ask you this. Can you get me a ticket, man? I really want to go to a game.
I don't give things away for free, Taco. You should know that. Rhett's rule number one of having money.
Oh, my God. Zach, can you see what I'm dealing with here? I mean, oh, my God. Give us the Twitter thing. That's what I just say. Give out the Twitter line. The Twitter line address is at SportsByLineUSA. That's at SportsByLineUSA. That's our Twitter address. So these guys have insulted me to no end, especially Mr. Jimenez here, Mr. Cadwalader Jimenez, of course, and his mother has said, I think they bought the building. I mean, are you going to comment on that? Now, the building's been sold the last 4 weeks to unknown buyers. Is it a coincidence, or are you playing a role in this?
I would like to decline comment at this point.
I'm fed up. Listen, after the break, these guys are going to tell me something I don't know. This is the part of the show I really, really enjoy, week in and week out. This is the part where they just surprise the Taco Man. So, surprise is coming up next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, AFN Radio. We're all over the world, folks, on the fabulous internet, live from the city by the bay, the West Coast, San Francisco, California, and the Sports Byline Studio.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You know, I'm very proud to be an American. I'm a Jewish New Yorker, so I, but at the same time, as proud as I am of my people, I'm embarrassed that it's your fault, too, that you let this crap come over here. I don't know whose fault it is, but the fact that the American tourists want it, you want it. You know, But what really pissed me off, so today, I take my little girl to Charing Cross Road to look at some of the old books and some of the bookstores. And, you know, right in the front window of one of the bookstores, there's American books. And not just American books, but bullshit American books. You know, The Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. There's another one, 8 Ways to Keep Your Marriage Together. And I don't know how important this is here, but in the United States, it seems like it's always women buying these books because you're looking for better ways to fix up your marriage. And I'll tell you right now, ladies, there's no way to fix it. You're not going to change, guys. Do you understand what I'm saying? Guys are not sensitive. Guys are not sharing their feelings. Stop buying these books to try to figure everything out. You know? You want a sensitive man, a guy that cares about his feelings, a guy that's going to cry at Titanic, a guy that likes to take you shopping? Marry a gay guy, okay?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Now get out of here. Let me cry by myself.
Bobby Slayton, my buddy, been a big guest on the show here many times in the past. And I hope he'll be around in the future sometime real soon. Before I go to my guys, I'm going to ask you this. Dominic first, turd of the year, no doubt about it. No matter what happens in the world of sports from here on in 2016, D'Angelo Russell won't be able to shake the turd of the year award.
Probably, yeah, that's safe to say. Unless he turns it on and has a great early part of next season, he's the turd of the year right now.
And Zach, you think he can shake that?
I think he can. I mean, Kobe accused Shaq. He talked about Shaq cheating on his wife back in the day, and Kobe managed to make it out of that.
Yeah, well, Kobe also allegedly raped a hotel maid too. Remember that sort of went under the radar a little bit. The Tar Heels are 2.5-point favorites over Villanova. Yes, Dominic, or no, Dominic?
I'm sticking with Villanova.
Oh, my God. Okay, you'll be wrong again. The bottom line is, Zach Attack, where are you going? You stick with North Carolina and me?
Yeah, I'm going with the Tar Heels. I think they're a more experienced organization when it comes to that. And I don't know. They just have the pedigree, and I think they have a better coach.
Okay, our Mr. TMZ, Zach Attack Young, tell me something I don't know.
Well, one thing you may not know is that Donald Sterling,
my stepfather.
My stepfather, yes. And Jerry Buss, the owner of the Lakers, were indirectly responsible for the other owning a franchise in the NBA. Like, Buss used money that he made from selling some of his apartment buildings to Sterling to purchase the Lakers.
Wow, way back in the day. Dominic, tell me something I don't know, baby. Cadwallader, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. Tell me something I don't know.
Next weekend is the Masters, and Jason Day looks to be one of the favorites heading in. He's got 2 consecutive PGA Tour wins. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational and then the WGC Match Play title this past weekend. However, since 1980, Tiger Woods in 2001 is the only player to win his last 2 events before Augusta and then taking the green jacket. Looks like Jason Day may have history not on his side.
Dominic, WrestleMania is tomorrow. WrestleMania is going to feature Shane McMahon in the main event against The Undertaker. One guy's 50, the other guy's like fat, not really a wrestler. What kind of crap is this?
Very gimmicky WWE booking at its finest. Shane McMahon is there for incredible bumps and jumping off very tall things. It's going to be probably going to be an entertaining match, but it's not going to be good wrestling. That's for damn sure.
Is wrestling hot in L.A. still with the Lucha Libre down there, Zach? They still go to the Olympic Auditorium once in a while?
Yeah, it's still going on every once in a while. It's still a pretty big draw.
I don't know. That's really, really fake. Anyway, guys, the best. Pretty good show tonight. Cadwallader, I've got some lady screamed during the break during one of the a phone call on an 800 line. Said, don't mention my real estate holdings. I don't know who that is, but Cadwallader, you have a wonderful week, sir, and I thank you for your time, and I thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Okay, and of course, Zach Attack Young, take care of the jazzy one. You have a wonderful weekend, my brother.
Thank you. You have a great weekend as well.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am Johnny Taco. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live Saturday night. It's the only show live in the continental USA from the West Coast. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy.